Good morning, you're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning I'm down in Houston, Texas at the Flooring America Summer Convention, and I'm here with Vinny Verga. How you doing, Vinny?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Thanks for being with me. Vinny, you're president of this organization. Let me start out asking you, how are the members doing with this economy the way it is?
You know, I think it's interesting. All the members I've been talking to, I would say, are cautiously optimistic. You know, they're in great spirits. I think they've been through the worst of it. And I don't think anyone thinks it's going to be great tomorrow, but things seem to be getting just a little bit better every day.
You know, we saw a little uptick in business around April or so after the weather finally thawed out, and things were looking good in May. And then in the middle of May, all of a sudden, the consumer just almost got jittery and quit buying. Are you seeing kind of an up and down here, and where do you think that might head?
We call it a yo-yo economy. I mean, we've seen it go up and down, and we think it's going to continue to do that. And in fact, a lot of economists say that when you're coming out of a recession, this is really the norm. So June was truly horrible, I think, for a lot of retailers. July seems to have been really strong, and that's just kind of the ebb and tide. Overall, though, we see a steady, slight tick up, and I think that's what we have to keep our eye on.
So you think 2010 will be better than 2009?
Yeah, we do. Not a lot better, but we think it's going to trend up a little bit, and up is certainly a lot better than what we've dealt with over the last couple of years.
And those members that are doing pretty well out there right now, what do you think they're doing differently?
I think for our group, one of the big things that our members have done is they've gotten as lean as they possibly could. I think they're running their operations leaner than they ever imagined they could. Now they have to focus on advertising and closing, you know, doing everything they can to convert. And I think the better ones have done a great job at making sure their showrooms are gorgeous and doing a really good job of marketing and getting the customer's attention.
Yeah, I've got to admit, you know, I do a lot of talking to retailers, and it's the ones that are out there that are spending money to bring the traffic in, they're the ones that are getting the business done.
Absolutely. That makes perfect sense. Because right now, in many markets, customers don't know who to buy from. So you got to be out in front of them on a regular basis.
Are you seeing that the consumer's trading down a little bit? I mean, you know, we're hearing that, you know, certain sections of the business are doing better than the other ones. Is that what you're seeing?
Yeah, definitely customers for a while have traded down. Now, we've noticed most recently it's starting to tick up just a little bit. We're not quite back up to where we were, but we're probably picked up about half of the loss in average ticket. So they definitely became more value-oriented, or treasure hunters, I guess, as people would say, right?
All right. Well, let's talk about your membership numbers. Have you fared pretty well through all this? You still have about the same number of members as you had, say, 2 years ago?
Yeah, I think one of the things that's a wonderful benefit for both CCA and Flooring America is that overall our membership's pretty much the same. We have lost some members, unfortunately, due to the economic times, but we've added enough new members where our overall store count has remained consistent, and the vast majority of our members have weathered the storm incredibly well.
Let me ask you this. What's new with Flooring America? I haven't talked to you. I think it's been almost a year, so tell us what's new with Flooring America.
See, it's been too long, hasn't it? Lots of new and exciting things. At this convention, we've got a big focus on marketing, helping our members market more. And we're focused on integrated marketing, which is a combination of traditional media, which is TV, radio, print, and internet, and helping members really understand how to maximize the opportunities that are on the internet. So that's a huge focus. And in fact, there are lots of hands-on classes and lots of opportunities for members to share best practices in that space. And then we've got some great product introductions. We're launching a new hardwood collection here, our Downs proprietary collection, with some exclusive features and benefits that I think members are going to find are going to be very easy to sell, very attractive price points, and just gorgeous looks. So we're really excited about that collection.
Who's making that for you?
Armstrong, actually. As a part of our direct relationship with Armstrong, they partnered with us to bring that out.
Okay. Are there any other new product introductions that you're fired up about?
There are. We've got something exciting coming up in the winter, but we're not allowed to let the secret out of the bag yet, but it's a big project. We did give the members a little bit of a sneak peek at it. And then we've had a major overhaul with all the introduction of soft into our program. We launched a product since I last spoke with you called Tigressa, which is just hitting it out of the park. It's been a terrific home run for us, and that we did in partnership with Shaw. And our members absolutely love it. So in this summer's introductions, what we've done is we've added in a lot more soft fiber into our collections and are continuing to augment that trend, which I think we're seeing across the industry.
So Tigress is available both to Corporate One and Flooring America.
Well, Tigressa is a fiber system, not unlike Staymaster. Each group takes it and puts it into different collections and uses different styling, labeling, and branding.
You bring these people down. The members, primarily, they get to network and learn from each other and hear about best practices. But what are some of the other highlights of the show? I mean, I sat in on a speaker today that was, I think, called the Telephone Doctor. She was excellent. Give us some other highlights for the people who aren't here.
You know, it's funny, Kemp. I was talking to, we have a new member symposium for people who are just joining the group to help them understand how to navigate it. And coming to convention with us is like getting a sip of water from a fire hydrant. There's just so much here. We start things off at educational day sessions, and we had five different course selections that members could come in early for, from things from technology, how to use computer systems, to how to have the most profitable store they could by benchmarking compared to their peers. Then we launch into our general session where it's part motivational, part educational, and part learning about new programs that we're bringing to the members. Then we launch into rolling breakouts where members are broken into groups and they get hands-on experience using the computer, learning new marketing techniques, or learning about other opportunities in education. Then we have a gold rush this evening where there's lots of product specials, and then we'll bring them back together, do a similar run tomorrow with more activities. We have great speakers in, like you talked about. We had Nancy Friedman in, the telephone doctor, who's outstanding on phone skills. And then tomorrow night, we always close things up with an event. We're going to go to the House of Blues. We've got a private section where we'll celebrate things Flooring America and Flooring Canada style to cap it off.
Okay, Vinny, I appreciate you updating us, and thanks for having us down here. I've been talking to Vinny Verga, who's president of Flooring America, down at their summer convention in Houston, Texas. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.